Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Steve Miller, the Joker, good morning. It's Chad and Ballsy. When you come back from holidays, even just a few days, like how full is your email? That's when I come back, even just taking a few days off, I absolutely cringe at the thought of opening my emails.
I've got 24,504 emails I haven't deleted.
Well, that's mostly you just haven't deleted them in the last 2 years.
I'm waiting for our IT guy to come and tell me I have to clean. I save them all because, like, you know what? I see like a bunch of our bits and stuff.
Yeah.
I save them, so I don't want to get rid of them.
Check to see. I know I've got a lot too. I'm not innocent.
Hey, listen, if these guys come and bitch to me, if anybody from our IT or engineering department comes and bitches to me about cleaning my thing out, I'm going to tell them the F you. And why, and here's why I'm going to tell them that. Because I can't print a damn thing off in this building. So it's not like I can print the bits off.
I know.
You know what I mean?
So you have how many emails?
24,506. Two more.
I have 870. So I thought I was at a lot, but and that's not unread. I've read all mine, or I've deleted them.
Oh no, I can't even tell you how many I've got unread.
Like, doesn't having an unread email stress you out? Like, for me, it does.
No,
on my phone. So on my phone, my personal email stuff, I've got 100 unread emails.
Yeah,
and that stresses me out.
No, a lot of them I just laugh at, especially like we have this thing in our building called fault reports where something goes wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of mine are unread. It's just chained, like this person has a fault and that person piggybacks on.
Right.
And I laugh. I'm like, holy cow, Rome's burning and I'm not there.
I know. Just imagine our poor engineer's inbox. Like, I mean, it's got to be just bombarded.
Wait, it's so
constantly bad
for this guy that he went to Belize.
Yeah, yeah. For
Belize.
Sure.
He went to Belize, shut his phone off, and was gone for a month and a half.
Yeah. Like, we were about to put out an all-points bulletin on him.
Like,
are you coming back,
okay? Bob? I think that was his way of saying, listen, I'm important.
Yeah, yeah. No, well, it was, yeah. I learned.
Now he's great. Everybody's buying him coffees, back rubs. He's like, yeah. I go away for 2 days. It's like, I should have went away for more.
So, did you get, like, your emails over the time you were gone, are most of them just false?
Oh, it's all a bunch of crap. It's nothing really important.
I get so much spam.
I get some listener emails, which are good, which we address from time to time.
Yeah, listener emails are great, but majority of mine aren't listener emails. They're all like
I got a couple here. Hey, when are you coming back? Still's not the same without you. Hey, stay
away. Oh, shut up.
No. Hey, stay away. Chad's way better than you.
Yeah, yeah.
I get
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I got progressives, so another sign I'm getting older.
Yeah. So what are progressives? Like at the bottom, they're like bifocals?
Yeah, they're like bifocals. So it helps me with...
So are they thicker at the bottom and thinner at the top?
Yeah, they've always been thicker at the bottom. I just got they've always been... I've had bad eyes since I've been five. Like, my eyes have been terrible, so it's not...
Bad eyes.
He's got bad eyes.
My favorite Burton Cummings song.
He's got diabetic eyes. He can't see you. He can't read it. Anyway, so my
eye.
I'll tell you
sugar
what,
in, he can't eat it.
Anyway, okay, you know, we're all worried about people with their cell phones and all this stuff, right? Yeah. Like, you got to watch, $580 ticket, impound your car. Yet, they let me go on the streets with new glasses. It is. I've never driven. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and tell you that I haven't driven possibly over the legal limit, because I have. I think everybody has.
Back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day. Not to the point where I'm so inebriated.
Yeah, we're not condoning it.
No, I'm not. No. What I'm getting.
A stupid move. Yeah.
What I'm getting at here is no, it's dumb. What I'm getting at here is I'm on the road with these glasses. I have never been so discombobulated in my life. Like, guys honking the horn at me. I'm over that Albert Street Bridge by the Boss of Pizza last night. I'm coming back from Worker because I was in last night. I was like, I can't see where the lane is. My eyes. I went to pass yesterday on that highway by the dump.
Yeah.
I pulled out the pass of semi and it looked like I thought it was a straight shot of road, and it happened to be, but the way my eyes were all googly-eyed, I thought a car was coming at me. I literally had to cover my left eye to make sure I was seeing what I was seeing. So getting new glasses, once they break in, and I'm not sure, the lady at the factory optical, she told me it would be about 90 minutes to 2 hours. Well, we're going on a day and a half here, so
yeah.
I don't know.
Like, oh, you got Coke bottles, though, eh?
Yeah, like, they're bad. You got some thick they're ones. Bad. They're bad. They're bad. So, yeah.
That might take a while to adjust.
Yeah. I was watching the Oilers game yesterday. I'm like, really? They're only losing. It's 1-1 to the Bruins? I love these glasses.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
That Saturday, that's when I did my Valentine's. Uh-huh. Crescendo wanted to go, so we went with some friends. Uh-huh. I was one of only two people sober, which is an interesting thing. Uh-huh. I walked into that Old Dominion show.
Yee-haw!
No idea who Old Dominion is.
Hey, we're Old Dominion.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I took 5 selfies with fans who say they listen to us every morning.
Hey, we listen to you guys all the time.
Ballsy. Ballsy, so I can't take a picture. The next question was, where's Chad? I said, Chad doesn't come to this crap.
Excuse me, I'm better than this.
Yeah, Chad doesn't come to this crap. I said, and the only reason I'm here is because it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So I went to the show.
How did you get everybody in your pickup truck?
I didn't. I drove my SUV.
Really?
Yeah. That's
you must have been shocked.
I was. Yeah. It was unbelievable. I just like it was. It was. Yeah.
Now, when you get there, remember you gotta take up 2 spots.
Yeah. That's okay. Right. That's right. So anyway, I go there and I realize something. Mm-hmm. I mean, Old Dominion wasn't bad, but they're Nickelback 15 years ago
with Bales.
They're 15. They're Nickelback.
Nickelback with Bales.
Yeah. They're Nickelback stage, 15 years ago. That's what they are. That's what Nickelback is. Nickelback is country with hard guitars, and that's what country is. Country is rock and roll 15 years ago
with plaid.
That's what a little bit of the guy Matthews is his name. I don't know his last name, nor do I care. I'm not going to buy any of their stuff.
Right.
He had a black t-shirt on like Chad Kroeger would have on. He had jeans on, and he had tattoos, just like Chad Kroeger. And he played to the crowd.
Chad Kroeger have tattoos? I don't even know if he does.
He's got tattoos.
Does
and he?
He
just he
on
just,
his lower
he,
back?
He plays.
A butterfly?
I have no idea. He plays to
you
the
don't
crowd.
Know?
Just
I'm
like
sure
the,
you do.
And you know me, I don't know about you, but when you go to a show, I'm not good at picking up lyrics. I don't know. Like I'm just sitting.
I'm usually too drunk.
Everybody was. Yeah. Oh, my God. A lot
of Saturday country show.
A lot of people easier than a grade one math exam there.
Sure.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
But the
it's
one
like
thing.
With dynamite.
The one thing. Unreal. I actually saw a girl get carried out because she did number one and number two in her pants.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's a country show.
She did a 12?
Yeah, she did a 12. She did a
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I went to bed last night. Kids were with me this week, but they were out. So I watch the Oilers game, and when they're with me, I sleep on the couch. Okay, that's where I sleep. So I'm on the couch, and I'm tossing and turning. And it's one of those ones where I know I'm not going to go to sleep, and it sucks when you're up early in the morning.
Yeah,
because you're kind of hit that thing where it's like 2:30. Should you get up?
Yeah.
And just go to work.
That's
or
what
should,
I do.
So I'm so anyway. I realized that about 2:15, tossing and turning. That damn, I'm hungry. So I got up. And I stumble across the dark kitchen, which is not that. It's not like I'm in a palatial house anymore. I'm like in a, my condo is
like your living room is right off. The kitchen.
Right.
No, I got you.
Yeah, the living room's in the kitchen.
Yeah,
so basically, I go over and I say, "Oh, I got some granola." So I keep the place dark, right? Because you can't turn lights
on. You're conservative. What are you eating granola for?
So I got granola up there. I eat some granola.
Yeah.
It was flavored granola, so I get away with it. So a little flavored granola. I'm chomping this granola.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm still hungry. Oh, yeah. There's a half a bag of Ariba chips in the pantry. So I go
Aribas.
Into the... You know, I get the
Ariba... The poor man's Dorito.
Yeah, I get the Ariba chips, and I'm sitting on the edge of my couch just looking at my life, staring in the dark... Eating granola and a half-eaten bag of
at 2:15
in the morning,
in
a couple hours, a couple hours, and I'm like, what a loser! Like this is a dark place. Like I've come to a dark place. Like literally, I'm in a dark place because I don't want to turn any lights
so
on.
So how many chips did you eat?
Oh, like I ate the whole half. I ate half a bag of granola.
Like half a big bag of chips.
Well, yes. Or half a big bag. So it would be about the equivalent of 2 small bags of Ariba chips.
Right.
After I had a quarter of a bag of granola.
That's a lot of calories in the middle of the night.
Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, boy.
It's terrible for a diabetic. Yeah.
So now what? Do you make sure you have food stocked up for those 2:15 munchies?
I tell you what, man. That is, I don't, like, I could have cut up celery and stuff, but once again, I'm in a 200-foot condo, square foot condo. If I turn on lights, I wake everybody up. So I'm trying to be very.
What are you all? all sleep in the same room on cots or what?
No, dude.
Is this some sort of storm shelter?
You haven't even been in my condo. No.
I've seen it.
Like, yeah.
I've been outside of it.
Like, it's not...
You don't allow me in because my feet are dirty.
No, because I can literally only fit three people in the condo.
When I walk in here, if I walk into any home you own, you always make sure you have a towel at the door and you wipe my feet off before I get in.
Needless to say, I just want to say it's...
Sit.
It's been a
Let me wash your feet.
It's been a very humbling experience.
Chad and Ballsy daily.
People talking about un-Canadian opinions. In Canada, we have a certain pride in what we're known for, you know, which is what? Hockey, maple syrup.
Right.
Mooses,
yeah.
things like that.
Beavers.
But do you have an un-Canadian opinion? Like, for me, there are a couple of things that I don't like that I... should be ashamed that I don't like. Like, for me, I'm not a big maple syrup guy. Whenever anybody talks about maple syrup,
either.
I'm always like, I don't know. I think that's a Canadian stereotype that just isn't true.
I'm not either.
Another thing, I'm not a big hockey guy. Like, I'm just, I know it's there. I watch playoffs, but during the season, I can tell you honestly, I don't watch one game of hockey. I'll watch the Pats. I'll go to a game. Mm-hmm. Like, I like seeing them live, but on television,
I'm not a big curling guy.
Yeah.
Not a big curling person. I mean...
I probably watch more curling than I watch hockey.
Curling's a great spectator sport. I have lots of friends that are curlers. We do.
It's easy to drink when you watch.
But I'm not a big curling guy. Also, not a loony guy. I'd rather have the $1 bills. Loony and toonies. I'd rather have the $1 or $2 bills.
I don't even carry cash on me anymore.
No, I've missed the red toonie or $2 bill in the
right
one.
There's also, I will say this, I'm not going to say it, but there's a rather major Canadian coffee franchise.
Yes.
That I sometimes, some days I'm like, yeah, it is the best coffee out there. Then some days I'm like, it isn't, right?
Yeah, I'm not against.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like sometimes I like the what I like to call the old dart coffee stuff.
I like to
because
see a two-tier...
the kind of places you'd go into when everybody's smoking darts when you'd walk.
I'd like to see a two-tier healthcare system.
Well, now we're getting real deep here in political.
Well, I would. Well, that's not Canadian. I would. If you can afford to pay for a hip, why can't you afford to pay for a hip? Like, why do I have to wait for 18 months?
I was expecting to talk about maple syrup and...
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I want to know what you think about this, Ballsy, because I know you're a hard competitor. There's a guy by the name of Ninja. He's a video game streamer. And what he does is he plays Fortnite for a living, but he makes like... He got paid $30 million to switch over from Twitch to this other site called Mixer. Anyway... he's taken some heat over a tweet that he put out a couple days ago, and well, I'll just read it. It says, the phrase, it's just a game, is such a weak mindset. You're okay with what happened, losing imperfection of a craft? When you stop getting angry after losing, you've lost twice. There's always something to learn and always room for improvement. Never settle. And he was berated. People were just all over him for saying... that he's setting a bad example for kids, that he's setting a bad tone. What do you think?
He's setting a great example for kids. Now, there's two things I like about like amateur sports when I coach football or when I watch the Rams and let's say the Huskies are done playing university sports, whether it's basketball or whatever. They line up, they shake hands, okay? Hockey, I love at the end of the Stanley Cup playoffs or like WHL playoffs, they shake hands at the end of a series. I like that part of it. But I don't like after the game when the gun goes off and you just got your ass kicked 56-3 by whatever team and these pro guys are shaking hands and laughing and joking and all this stuff. No, no. You want to have a prayer circle? Go do it in your dressing room with your own team. You lost to that other team. Like that guy said, you're losing twice. I lost to you. We're not friends. I get paid to beat your ass. I lost. I'm not your buddy.
But what if you're not getting paid? Like I'm talking about your kids playing hockey. Like, should they not have the mindset of it is just a game?
No. Life is that's the problem with our society today. You try to win fairly. You don't cheat. You try to be fair and not dirty, but you want to win. I pulled my kids together at the start of every season when I coach, and the parents are right there with me so they can hear it. I said, if people tell you that winning and losing doesn't matter, they're liars because we wouldn't have scoreboards at competitive places. We wouldn't keep scoring games. There's a reason we keep scoring life. So no, I'm all for keeping score, and you should be mad when you lose.
Now, let me clarify here. He did say that there's no reason for any physical, like you should never punch a wall after. That's
100%
being silly.
Right.
You should never, you know,
right.
take your aggression out on anybody.
Agreed.
But I think, I mean, You have to have that little bit of disappointment when you lose. I'm not an overly competitive guy with a lot of things, but I am competitive in one thing, and that is radio. You and I mm-hmm. know that when it comes to doing a show, I get mad. If something does not
You're
go
worse
right,
than me that way.
I get heated. Like, yeah. I really do. And yeah. I call people on the carpet, and mm-hmm. I get mm-hmm. and I get babyish sometimes mm-hmm. with a lot of that stuff. But that is, I think every person needs to have something that they're that passionate about in life. You have to have the one thing that you will not accept loss or defeat in. You should have it.
Well,
I'm not saying it needs to be minor hockey, but well, I mean, you know, maybe it can be anything in life. It could be if you're a realtor and somebody sold more houses than you that month. You should feel competitive.
100%. Like, let's take away from sports a little bit and let's go dancing or competitive cheer. If I train and put my body through all that stuff,
yeah.
okay, and I go to a competition and get third, well, no, I'm not happy that I got third. Oh, you should, hey, you got a competitive
I'd be
ribbon.
Happier I got third than fourth.
Yes, exactly. But I want to be the best.
Something.
Yes, I'm not going to go put a hole through the wall or smash a window. But you're damn right I'm pissed, and I should be pissed.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
A voice of the Regina Pats in with us, Phil Andrews.
Hey, Phil.
How you doing, buddy?
Hi. It's good to be here.
Hey, so let's
is
get
it?
To...
It actually is. Let's I get, like you guys.
I like okay, you, too. Let's good. Get to the news of the day from junior hockey. Adam Foote, the coach of the Kelowna Rockets, is fired. Man, they're a bad team, and they're hosting the Mem Cup.
They're in tough. It's been a hard... I mean, since the deadline where you expect to, you know, get better and really take a run at it, like the Pats did, they had the best record in the league in 18 after the deadline.
Yeah. Right.
They've gone 3-11-1, lost two games to Red Deer, and had a 5-1 lead against Calgary the other night, gave it up and lost 6-5.
So you guys have been better than them.
Yeah, since 1-10 start, the Pats have more points in the standings in Kelowna since their first 11
games. So they fired their head coach. So, like, can you take a Memorial Cup away from a team?
Yeah, it has happened three times where, you know, the host city would stay, but the team wouldn't play. So it would be whoever played in the league final, and the runner-up would be the host team. So,
have
I mean, it has
ticket
happened.
Sales on yeah. that.
Do you think that's a, do you think that was a forced move by, like firing him, like, just to make it look good? Like, we're trying to do something, or?
Well, they had to do something, because they are in shambles. Yeah, there's no doubt.
Well, he's not a big name, hey, so.
Yeah, no, here's a remarkable.
And his son plays on the team, too, which makes it so weird.
Are you kidding me?
Norman Foote, yeah.
Oh, so, so that's hilarious, because Chad's just a casual hockey fan. Even he knows Adam Foote.
Well, of course.
Phil Andrews, everybody knows him. He's the voice of the Pats. Now, what's interesting is you guys started really bad.
Mm-hmm.
You've been decent. I think you're, 10 games under 500 or right around there, right?
Mm-hmm.
The games have been watchable.
Yeah.
And to the point where you guys have been averaging about 5,000 fans a game, which is something I don't think a lot of people realize.
We had 5,500 on Monday when the Pats had Moran. The fans from Drat have been so good.
Yeah.
I mean, it helps that we have a really good season ticket base and a pretty loyal, you know, group of people that come to our games. But, you know, our walk-ups have been great. And despite, you know, I mean, you mentioned a 1-10 start. But since then, I mean, we've been a 500 hockey team and, you know, 8-2-3 in our last 13 at home, so that helps.
Well, it's already affordable to go to a Pats game, but this weekend you guys are making it even more affordable.
Yeah, I mean, for the first time, I think maybe in the history of the team, we're going to play three games in three nights all at home.
Right.
And, you know, usually you would never try and do that. And so, you know, families and all that, it'd be tough to, you know, go to three games in a weekend. So, really excited to partner with the Wolf and Harvard to offer 2-for-1 tickets for all three games this weekend. So you go to ticketmaster.ca and select seats will be available 2-for-1. You can go to the Pats office or the Brand Center box office. Just make sure you do it prior to 2 hours before whatever the game is, because once it gets to 2 hours before Ticketmaster's rules or whatever, it cancels. Yeah. But it should be a good deal for everybody.
So just to relay that to you folks, Saskatoon, Edmonton, and Brandon. And what's hilarious about you guys, you go and you get pumped 7-0 and 8-1, and then you go into Edmonton, they're the second best team, and you beat them 5-3. Like
crazy.
Junior hockey, right?
It's unbelievable. I mean, those two games that they got hammered were like probably the worst two games of the year. But I mean, and then we're going into Edmonton, it's like, okay, this is the first place team, like ranked 5th in the country.
Yeah. Right.
Oh boy, this one might be 12-1. And then they won, you know, it's like, holy smokes.
So what do you do? I really, like, I'm because you do the games by yourself on the road generally. Like, are you clipping your toenails or what are you doing when it's like 7-1?
Oh, she's tough sledding. I'd be lying if it wasn't. There's no commentary. You just say what's happened on the ice and you know, you look at the clock and go faster.
Can we do a run time? Anyway, make sure you go to Ticketmaster. 2-for-1 tickets this weekend. Saskatoon, Edmonton, and Brandon. Phil the Thrill, thanks for coming in.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
What in the bloody hell is the Red Lobster doing? What are you doing?
What are they
No
doing?
More unlimited cheese biscuits when you go there.
What?
Two per entree. So if you and I go and you get a meal, I give you, we only get two and that is it.
How
and
dare
that,
and this is friend, chain-wide?
That's what I'm told. That is bull, and I want to swear.
Yeah.
That is malarkey. You do not do that. Now, right. I know that many times I've gone and ordered my chicken dinner at Red Lobster, because that's what I do.
Right, I okay. do too. Yeah, okay. I'm not a seafood guy.
I got my chicken dinner at Red Lobster.
Or steak. Or
I only go because people in my chain like to go to Red
sure.
Lobster.
Yeah.
So I go there and I put up with the fish smell to to have your great chicken dinner or steak
yeah.
dinner. And the ambiance.
Yeah, yeah, of
but
course.
For the damn ambience. Cheese biscuits.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I want to keep them coming. Hey, listen. Bring me a
container. So what's their excuse?
I have no idea. There's no excuse for this. Bring me the container. I didn't read that far into the story.
Is it a money thing?
I don't know. I didn't read that far into the story. When I
Your
I,
rage took
I
over as soon
that.
As you
I
saw the headline.
That. No more unlimited. You know what got me? No more unlimited cheese biscuits at Red Lobster. I'm like,
right.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Then I scrolled down and said, two per entree, and that was it. I closed the story, and I'm fuming. You bring me a container to take my chicken dinner home. I'll
right.
eat it later, sir.
It is up to me if I want to destroy my appetite.
Yeah, I'll eat it
I'm
later.
An adult.
Yeah,
I get to decide
that's right.
That.
But bring me the cheese biscuits. In fact, I'm just going to go there from now on and order cheese biscuits.
Okay, well.
Bring me a piece of... Bring
maybe
me
you need
one...
to negotiate with the people you're with and you get their cheese biscuits.
Hey, listen to me there, guy. How about this? How about you give me a sliver of chicken and all the damn cheese biscuits I want to eat?
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.